welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Good.
It is not uncommon for infants and young children to injure their extremities, particularly their upper extremities. We know all the things that little people do in pools and on trampolines and in sports, etc. In primary care, it's often logistically difficult to get an x-ray, and there's reason to believe that x-rays may not tell the complete story, particularly given unossified bone. For example, kids with elbow injuries may have significant injuries of the unossified elbow region. How helpful is ultrasound in identifying fractures is the question at hand. The study that you found that you're going to review for us is published in the American Journal of Emergency Medicine. It was published in 2021. It starts on page 383, and it attempts to answer the clinical question, how accurate is ultrasound for diagnosing upper extremity fractures in children? Mark, how helpful?
Yeah, so I was interested in this for a variety of reasons, one of which was that I was 8 years old. I had an elbow fracture, spent 3 weeks in traction. So I can still do things with my left arm that most people can't in terms of its range of motion. So yeah, these authors did a meta-analysis. They did a good search of the literature, and they looked for studies that compared diagnostic ultrasound with some sort of external reference standard, either plain radiograph, MRI, bone scan, or even clinical diagnosis. As the poem author says, you don't need an x-ray to know an arm bent to 90 degrees at mid-shaft is fractured. So two of the authors independently evaluated the articles. They did all the meta-analysis kind of stuff right. They found 32 studies with almost 3,000 kids, and 27 were prospective studies. And you generally like to see a prospective diagnostic study where they can better control the data collection rather than relying on retrospective chart review. So far, so good. 7 studies used radiology department-based ultrasound. 17 used point-of-care ultrasound, most often in the emergency department. Those 19 of the studies took place in the ED. Overall, the studies were found to be kind of mixed quality. Some of them didn't describe the setting very well, or they didn't describe, more importantly, the training of those who were doing the ultrasound, or even the age of the participants, so kind of poorly reported studies. Overall, ultrasound was 98% accurate based on the area under the ROC curve, so it must have been 0.98. The sensitivity and specificity were 95% for each. The positive likelihood ratio was 21, and the negative likelihood ratio was 0.05. And those are about as good as you're going to see in diagnostic test accuracy. So ultrasound was really good both at ruling in and ruling out fractures. When they looked at elbow fractures, it was a little less, it was still sensitive, but a little less specific, about 87%. But the likelihood ratios were 7.3 and 0.06. So still useful for ruling out, a little less good at ruling in, but still pretty darn good. They did see a fair amount of heterogeneity in the data. That probably has something to do with who's doing the ultrasound, how experienced they are. A couple of the studies had fairly low accuracy. Most of them had very, very good accuracy. So bottom line, diagnostic ultrasound is very accurate for diagnosing most upper extremity fractures in kids. It's a little worse for elbow fractures. If you do have an abnormal ultrasound in a suspected elbow fracture, you might still want to confirm it with radiographs, but otherwise the ultrasound alone should be enough.
Very interesting. When I read this, what jumped out at me was the same thing as you're pointing out, which is the skill of the ultrasonographer. They use ultrasound. It would be interesting to see a comparison between patients for a variety of conditions who get ultrasounds by ED docs and those that get them by radiologists.
In the study, they didn't see a big difference or any significant difference between radiologists and ER docs, that they both were similarly accurate. There was no pattern of accuracy differing. But I think you're right, the training, if you go to the American Academy of Family Physicians annual meeting, there's lots of mini courses in training for ultrasound, and that's being done nationally. I'm not sure about in general internal medicine, but certainly ER has adopted it full on. It's making its way into primary care. Obviously, the volume of fractures is much lower. So that's where practice and training you know, can be an issue. An ER doc is going to see lots of these, whereas a family doc or a pediatrician would rarely see them. So they may not have the facility or the opportunity to practice.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again in a week.
Okay, looking forward to it.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.